Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. It is a very sad week for Saints fans. Andrew, it's especially sad because this is going to be our final Saints Player Grades of the Year podcast as far as grading games. Thanks to all the $10 patrons. You supported us all year. You allowed Andrew to do this. It was amazing. But Andrew, I am so sad because you did your grades and you were talking to me last night as you did them and I read them. And I got madder than I was on Sunday because as I read the grades, it just made me realize that the Saints had a complete system fucking meltdown. It was like a blue screen of death to a brand new computer, and it came out of the blue. And, I know people say, well, any loss would have been frustrating. I get that. But, like, the Patriots lost 14-13. But their fans, when they walked out the stadium, they had seen that shit coming for 2 months with their offense being, you know, broken, essentially. And so if you told them you're going to lose at home to Tennessee 14-13, if you told them that a month ago, they'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right. And the Saints, they just had none of their stars showed up. It was a failure across the board, and it hadn't happened for 6 weeks. And it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, first of all, a lot of the blame is going at Drew Brees, and I think a lot of people are pointing the finger at him, and he got a bad grade. I don't think he played very well, but I just think it's grossly unfair when you consider how poorly Kamara has been, really, the second half of the season.
Yeah.
When you consider how poor the offensive line was, and really, McCoy is the only one of the five that got a decent grade for me. I mean, gosh, even Nick Easton, who barely played, he came in as an extra blocker and completely whiffed on Anthony Barr, and a run play was blown up for a 3-yard loss with Alvin Kamara because of him. So, you know, even the guys that were coming in as subs are screwing up. Armstead didn't live up to expectations. Larry Warford was the guy responsible for the fumble. Ramchek on a couple plays looked very poor. Andres Pete, I gave him an F, and he was the lowest graded player. He was awful. So, you know, the offensive line didn't show up. And, yeah, there were a lot of guys on this team. And it's just weird. I mean, I said this before, but, like, when you look at the highest graded players in this game for me, I think number one was Taysom Hill, number two was Trey Hendrickson, number three was Deontay Harris. I mean, it's just strange that, you know, Justin Hardy was in the top 10. Lattimore was one of the lowest graded guys. Michael Thomas wasn't in the top 10. Kamara was not in the top 10. I mean, it's just the guys you count, like Cam Jordan had a bad game. You know, it's just disappointing.
Andrew, if you came from the future last like Wednesday and just handed us your top 10 lowest graded Saints of the game, and we didn't get to read the details or any of it, and Andrew from the future had handed it to me and you, and we saw that list, me and you would have been like, the Saints are fucked. We're going to lose by 30. This is going to be a disaster. And that's why it was so frustrating. It all crashed, and they still almost won. That's how good and great this roster was. All their stars basically didn't give even a B score, and they still almost won, and that's why it was so frustrating. The one thing I do want to talk about, look, Andres Pete, people have a lot of clips of him just getting manhandled by Minnesota. But the one thing that me and you, when we were talking this morning, we had sort of an epiphany of Andres Pete was terrible, and the Saints still refused to put in Nick Easton, so we know they're not going to re-sign Pete. And if they're not going to bring in Easton in a playoff game, to me, that means they're moving on at guard, and you're going to have somebody new at guard.
It's possible. I mean, the way Nick Easton's contract is structured, they can eject after year one. And the reason they put that in there is because of his neck surgery, and, you know, they weren't sure health-wise how he was going to do. So, you know, they're like, yeah, if you come in year one and you're a starter and you're looking good, then we'll commit to 3 years and pay you nicely, but we want to be able to eject after year one if things aren't working out for you. So I actually think Nick Easton looked pretty good this year. I don't know if he has a place on this team or if they'll cut him and take the cap money. That remains to be seen. I mean, in general, I think you got to count on injuries happening, and I think you want to hang on to guys that are good, even if they're not starters. So, you know, the fact that he can back up all three interior lineman positions and he could play center in a pinch, I think to me that's probably a guy that you keep, but I don't know if he'll be a starter next year. Andres Pete, he was a disaster, and I think it's clear he won't be back next year.
Well, one guy who will be back, but he was a disaster, is Lattimore. What happened, Andrew? He got roasted, and you know, I sort of noticed it during the game, but you, when you broke down the film, you pointed out it was four or five times, I think, in your grades, where you said Minnesota on third and less than five, they were going at him.
Yeah, more than five, yeah. There was like a third and seven. There was a third and eight where, you know, it's, man, like opportunity to get off the field, and the Vikings move the chains, and it's Lattimore every time. It's them going to Thielen. I just couldn't believe that Stephon Diggs, who was shadowed the whole game by Janoris Jenkins, he finishes with two catches for 19 yards, and he was targeted only three times. And, I mean, they tried to run an end-around with him. They tried to run a wide receiver pass with him. Like, they were trying to do these trick plays just to get him involved because he really wasn't doing anything in the passing game. And I just that's just shocking to me. If you had told me before the game, like, the Diggs is going to be matched up with Jenkins, I would have said, oof, like, I don't know how I feel about that matchup and how that's going to go for the Saints. But the Vikings were content going after Lattimore, and it's just shocking to me on third down. I mean, we just don't see that. You know, with Eli Apple and P.J. Williams on third down, when you need to move the chains and your distance to go is more than five, like, we just never see a team go after Lattimore, and yet Thielen just completely abused him. And that was frustrating to see, but it's just what happened in Marshawn Lattimore in this game. You know, it's not like he had been playing bad for a while and he looked banged up. It wasn't like Xavier Rhodes where he's had a bad season and you kind of expected this to happen. This completely blindsided me.
Yeah, and a guy who had an amazing game, just the best game of his Saints career, was Trey Henderson. He was amazing, Andrew. I think, you know, we talk about him, and I'm not saying that it's going to be something where the light came on and he's going to be awesome. He's going to be a 10-tech guy next year. But I definitely think, in my mind, it solidifies to me that you want Trey Henderson on the Saints team long-term, because he's a guy that you can play him in the rotation, and if the matchup is right, his effort is so off the charts amazing that he can throw these great games. And he did it because it was not a great tackle, and that just dude just goes 100 miles an hour every single play, and he fucking brought it.
he brought it. He really did. Maybe the most impressive play is a goal line pass where they have a backup tight end off the edge, and he recognizes immediately that it's play action and that tight end is going for a route. And so what's really hard to do is when your hand's in the dirt. You know, it's one thing when you're a linebacker and you cover, you know, from a stance where you're braced to do that. But when your hand's in the dirt and you're showing pass rush and you have to bounce off that, recognize the play immediately and what the tight end is doing, drop into coverage as a defensive end and get the pass breakup, like that was an insane play and just showed that he's more athletic and maybe smarter than I give him credit for.
But
he had the sack on a nice bull rush. He had five tackles, a couple run stuffs. There was a holding call that he got on a big run where he, gets 10 yards going in the right direction for the Saints. So from top to bottom, really from start to finish in this game, he was the one guy on this defense that I thought played a complete game. And it really was, in my opinion, his best game as a Saint. And it makes you excited for his potential moving forward. I think this is a huge confidence builder for him. And when you look at a rotation with Cam Jordan, Davenport, and Hendrickson, I'd still like to see another edge guy in there. Maybe Granderson mm-hmm. can develop into that. But that's a big thing about this game. They really did not miss Davenport because Hendrickson was that good. And I think it affected the amount of snaps that Granderson got, because in this game, I think they wanted to play him a little bit as a situational sub.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hendrickson was so good, the Saints for long stretches were just saying, you know what, we're just going to leave you in there.
Yeah. Listen, guys, this podcast is free because of my bookie. Go to mybookie.ag. Use the code CHAIR. You get 100% sign-up bonus. Gamble your playoff sadness away. Go to mybookie.ag. Use the code CHAIR. Get 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Andrew, we still got to talk about some stuff, but we're halfway through this podcast, but I wanted to thank all the $10 patrons for signing up. If guys, you stay with us for 4 more months, you're getting a t-shirt. We're shipping it to you, so stick with us for 4 more months. And if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, because it's free, if you sign up at the $10 level, Andrew, now they get a sweet sticker to rep the Saints Happy Hour podcast. If you stick with us at $10 level for 3 months, you get a sweet sticker. So
you're also you're also going to get the benefit if you're on a $10 level, since you need it for 4 more months to get the t-shirt. Just a heads up that during free agency, when the Saints sign a player, it might take me a couple days, but I will watch all their games and I will grade each individual game by them and to kind of give you a sense of how they stack up to the rest of the Saints roster and how they did.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
So the other thing in this game, which it's really, this game for Sean Payton, I do think it was one of his worst coach games of the year and one of his worst coach games as a Saint to start because their plan was terrible. Minnesota Zimmer had him on tilt. The Zimmer outcoached him to start. But Andrew, their adjustments in the middle of the game, especially on offense, for Sean Payton to look at his offense in a playoff game and go, man, nothing's working. I'm going full Taysom Hill. That takes a lot of courage and balls as a coach to do that, to put it on the guy that's basically a trick play kind of gadget, sometimes player. He did it, and it worked. Like you said, he had 7 touches and 40% of their offense.
Yeah, their offense, I think, gained 320-something yards, and he was responsible for 125. So, I mean, it worked out to like almost 40. It was like 38.5%. It was almost 40% of the offense with Taysom Hill on 7 touches. It would have been more than that if they had let the fake punt stand. So,
yeah.
You know, listen, Taysom Hill was awesome. And, you know, you left that game feeling like, man, I wish the ball had been in his hands more often.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, that's for him, that's a confidence builder, and he's a huge part of this team moving forward. We'll get a chance to talk about the offseason and everything, but, you know, the one thing I'll say about Taysom right now is he's a restricted free agent, and there's going to be a decision to make about where you tender him, whether it's the first-round level, the second-round level, or original draft status level, which would be undrafted. No matter which one they pick, Taysom Hill can sign an offer sheet elsewhere, and the Saints would have the ability to match it. If they decline to match it, then whichever place they tendered him at is the draft pick they would get back. So if they tender him at the lowest level, they have an opportunity to match, but they don't get any compensation.
First round tender, not a question.
Not a question.
Because the thing is, if you tender him at a second round pick, I'm telling you,
somebody will want it.
Bill Belichick, the Doug Petersons, the Andy Reids, the McVays, the smart fucking offensive teams, and teams with special teams that appreciate and believe in having a great special team, they're gonna come to get him. And those are all the teams that, maybe not the Rams because they don't have any picks, but like Bill Belichick picking at 20, whatever the Patriots are picking at 23 or whatever, he would do that in a fucking heartbeat, I believe. And it'll be poison pill, and it'll just be a pain in the ass. So just tender him at the first round and be done with it.
I agree.
So the last thing on the grades, Andrew, was, you know, people were complaining about they didn't have the lack of a second option at receiver, and that was part of it. I think the offensive line just getting whipped made everything sort of foobar, and it was tough. But again, man, Tre'Quan Smith, he had a chance to make a play early, and he didn't. And I just think, as Sean Payton looks at this game, do you have any faith in these receivers that they have that are not named Michael Thomas?
None. Zero. I really like Keith Kirkwood, and the way his season played out is really too bad, because I was excited for him this year and seeing how he could develop and what kind of receiver he could become. We know Drew Brees likes big receivers, and he has that size, so it's really just too bad. I really feel like he's the guy. I'm not ready to give up on Tre'Quan Smith yet, but I feel like he – 2 years of kind of disappointment now, and I'm starting to feel like, you know, year three is kind of do or die for him, and I'm starting to lose faith that he kind of has what it takes to be a real NFL receiver, even just like a Willie Snead or a Lance Moore. Like, I don't even know if he can be that good. So we'll have to see with him, but obviously, this is a huge need for the Saints. I mean, ideally, Michael Thomas doesn't have to have 10 catches for 150 yards every week. You know, now he does it, and it's great, and now he's got the record, and that's awesome and all that. But I don't think season in, season out, you know, you've got to have more variety in your offense. And so we'll see what happens this offseason. But I think when you look at the 24th pick overall – I'd like to see some investment in the O-line, so that's a possible place you go, but certainly pass rush is a possible place you go, depending on what they do at corner. That's a possible place you go, but receiver has to be really high on the list. The receivers are expensive. They've already invested a ton in Michael Thomas, and receivers on the open market, I mean, we saw what ended up happening with the Tampa guy, Humphreys.
That's what I was going to say. You know, the Saints, they really liked Adam Humphreys, but they were like, we valued him at $6 million, not $9.5 or $10 or whatever he got. But the thing is with free agency is sometimes it doesn't go like you think it's going to go market-wise. Remember 2 years ago, nobody paid for safety, and the Saints actually overpaid when they signed Kurt Coleman before free agency started, right? They signed him for like $6 million a year, and the free safety market, the total safety market, it collapsed, and no one was getting paid. And like Kenny Vaccaro and all these other players were signing in August for like, you know, way less than Coleman got. So it could be a case where like the wide receiver market turns soft and the Saints jump in and you get a guy that like, you're like, oh, I didn't think he'd be, I thought he was going to be like a $9 million player. And he's like five. So, you know, you just have to see how it plays out. I think the Saints will sniff around there. But, guys, this is the Player Grades Podcast. Thanks for supporting it all year. Keep supporting us. We love you guys. It's been fun. Andrew, I'm sad because we don't have any more games to do. But
This is it, the last one. So, guys, we will see you again on the Saints Happy Hour tomorrow.